Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Chaf Tes, Menachos 29. Today's Daf Yomi is the Daf in Shas, which discusses the laws of writing of the Torah scroll, laws of Safra. So it comes along Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, and he tells us a powerful story about the practice of putting crowns on certain letters in the Torah, which the Talmud refers to on today's Daf as Ziyunin. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav and says, B'shah sh'ala Moshe l'marom, when Moses went up to heaven at Sinai, Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu sheyoshev v'kosher kisarim osios, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was making crowns to place upon the letters of the Torah. Obviously, this is symbolic. And Moshe said before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, mi ma'akev al yadcha, meaning to say, why do you need to make these crowns? Why are you making so many crowns for the letters of the Torah? So God responded, Adam echad yesh sha'ate liyos besof kamadoros, that in the future, there will be one person at the end of several generations, Akiva ben Yosef Shemo, and his name is Akiva, the son of Joseph, Sha'asid Lidrosh, I'll call coats for coats. And in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef is going to expound every single coat, every single, literally thorn, but really every single corner of every crown. Tilin v'tilin shalachos. He's going to expound mounds upon mounds of halachos on the basis of these crowns that I'm adding to the letters. So Moshe said before Hashem, he responds, Ribono Shalom, Harayoli, show me these crowns. So God says, Chazor l'achorecha. God says, turn around. Halach v'yasha v'sof shmoneh shuro. So Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of eight rows, and there's a different version of the story that he said behind 18 rows. And he sat there in the shir of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is teaching a shir of Lo Haya Yodea Mayin Omrim. Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea what they were saying. He and Rabbi Akiva was expounding the letters of the Torah, the crowns of these letters, which Moshe had brought down. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even understand it. Tashash Kocha. Moshe became very weak because he says, look, Rabbi Akiva knows even more than me. Kivin Shegio Advar Echad, once they came to one specific law, and this tunin said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Minayelcha, how do you know that this is the law? Rabbi Akiva said, the only way I know the law is Halacha Moshe Misina. He says, this is the law that Moses was taught at Sinai, and that's how we know this. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, Nisyashva Dato, he gained his strength. He gained his strength back as a result of this. Chazar Ubalaf Ne'akodesh Baruch Hu, so Moshe Rabbeinu returned to God. He says, Ribono Shalom, Yeshlecha Adam Kazeva Tanosin Torah Yadi. You have such a beautiful man like this, and yet you're giving the Torah through me. So God responded, Shtoch Kaka Olav Machshavafanai. Quiet. This is my thought process. So he says, Ribono Shalom Haraseni Secharo. Show me his reward. You showed me his Torah. Now show me his reward. So God says, turn around. Chazor La'acharav. He turns around and he sees. With these letters, he sees that Rabbi Akiva was shoklin b'saro b'makolin. He was literally, his flesh was being raked, and he was being tortured to death with these iron curls. And this was one of the stories that we read about on Yom Kippur, the Asar Arugei Malchus. That's how Rabbi Akiva was dying, this horrible death. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribono Shalom, zu Torah v'zu schara, this is the Torah, and this is its reward. He said, shtok. So God says, quiet, this is my thought process. So we see from here powerful story about Moshe Rabbeinu and seeing the crowns of Rabbi Akiva. So why is it, there's a lot of beautiful teachings here that the Chazal say, but one of the teachings is, why is it necessary that Rabbi Akiva is doing the crowns? Why specifically Rabbi Akiva is the one making the crowns? So some point out that there are 600,000 letters, based upon the Ari, there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, and that corresponds to every single soul in the Jewish people, that the Torah says there were 600,000 when we left Sinai. And so therefore, since Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerim, he's a descendant of converts, he doesn't have a specific letter. And so therefore, he went out and he has the crown. So the crowns correspond to all the people who don't come directly from the souls that left Egypt. And this is also a beautiful idea that the crowns are are crowning the letters, and they represent the essence of the letters, the beauty of the letters. The only difficulty some people point out is there are actually not 600,000 letters in the Torah. There are around 300,000, a little bit more than 300,000 letters in the Torah. So how do we get to 600,000? So some want to say that we have to count the space between the letters, or some want to say that if there are the vowels, since there are no vowels written in the Torah. But anyway, that is a basic question that people ask on that beautiful drasha. What do the crowns represent? So the crowns have to be very, very thin, and they're thin letters that come up as the three thin letters that come up from the specific letters of Shatnei Skatz, Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, and Gimel Tzadi. These thin lines that come out, they represent the beautiful teachings that come out of the Torah Shebichtav. They represent the Torah Shebichtav, the oral law that emanate from the written Torah. That's what the crowns represent. They represent that from a thin line that all of these beautiful oral teachings emanate from the written text of the Torah. We know that even though the Talmud itself only refers to the crowns on the letters Shatnei Skatz, there is a tradition that there are other letters which are also crowned, and these letters are called the Bedek Chaya. So these letters, Beis, Dalet, Kuf, Ches, Yud, Hey, they are also supposed to have crowns. But those crowns, the difference is that there's a dispute about whether or not the Shatnei Skatz letters are essential. That some say they are, and some say they're not. But the Bedek Chaya letters, almost overwhelmingly, people say that these crowns are not essential to the text of the Torah.